Welcome to the Divine Union Podcast, a place that will invite you to connect to life in all the ways: inner union with self, sacred union in relationship, and oneness with the cosmos. An invitation to expand your edges so you can live this life fully with all of your being. I'm your host, Nicola Navone.
Hello, beautiful people, and welcome back to the Divine Union Podcast. Today we will be discussing how to use conflict to bring turn on into the relationship. This is a really, really fun one. I'm really excited to dive into this topic because conflict can go one of two ways. Yeah, you can use it to enliven the relationship, bring turn on to the relationship, or it can be used in a way that's going to damage the relationship and cause a rupture within the intimacy. Now, what is the key that dictates which direction you go? Right. The key is, usually in conflict, yeah, there's a charge, there's a spark that comes from a triggering situation, yeah? A charge that makes you want to react, that makes you want to respond. Now, the difference between using that to enliven and using it to damage is how you respond with that charge. Now, most people react from a place of trigger, react, project, get angry, scream, voice from a place of disempowerment when they haven't actually worked through the charge. Now, when you have done this work or are new to this work but willing to do the work and you are willing to actually work with the emotions that come from the conflict. So something happens, maybe I feel angry or I feel jealous or I feel afraid. Yeah, let's go with the anger for a moment. Yeah, your partner says something that really makes you angry. Now, you could immediately respond with anger and say something hurtful that could damage the relationship, offend them, disrespectful, something you can't take back. How many of us have been there? Yeah, raise your hand. I'm raising my hand right now for those of you who are listening to this episode. It happens. Yeah, we're human, right? You did X, Y, and Z, or how could you? You're so pathetic for X, Y, and Z, you know? Instead of, okay, how do I take that anger? Yeah, and maybe if I'm going to take that charge, I'm going to go home and I'm going to do something with it. Yeah, and when you do something with the charge to release it in your own way and healthy emotional release, whether it's, you know, punching a punching bag, having a wild, ecstatic dance, listening to angry music to release that charge. Yeah, humping a pillow, giving it to the pillow. Yeah, I'll show you, pillow. And releasing that little bit of that charge, yeah, then when you come back and you express, it can be from a more neutral place. Or you have more range through which to, I'm going to incorporate a little bit of playfulness because I'm not carrying that charge. I'm going to own my own anger. I'm going to deal with my own anger. And then I'm going to express what I didn't like, what I want to shift. Or maybe even your partner gets to witness you. Ooh. Yeah, maybe they do something that makes you angry. Yeah, I'm going to go now and punch the bag for the next 30 minutes, yeah? Maybe they see you punching a punching bag, really releasing or having a wild, ecstatic dance, yeah? And that's going to bring a jolt of energy through them. Oof, yeah. Yeah, she's a wild woman. He's a wild man. He's really letting it loose on that, yeah? And that's attractive. That's sexy, yeah? Now when you let it loose in your partner and say things that are damaging and not prudent that you can't take back, but when you do wild things to express the range of emotion that you have within you, but not in ways that damage, that's hot. I'm gonna hump that pillow. Yeah? Really give it to that pillow. And then I'm gonna tell you what I want you to do to make it up to me. Yeah, I'm gonna maybe go a little revenge. How much are you gonna beg for my forgiveness? Yeah? I don't think you wanna see me mad. You want me to hump you like I hump that pillow? Keep it up. Right? That energy enlivens the relationship. That energy brings turn on to the relationship. Not having a temper tantrum, threatening the relationship, threatening to leave, it doesn't work. You disappointed me, turning into their mother, their father, that doesn't work. You know why? Because the first thing people want to do when they're told what to do is they want to rebel. I definitely don't like to be told what to do. I'm going to rebel first chance I get. Anyone does. It's human nature. So if you want a conflict to not feel heavy and cause your partner to go shooting the opposite way out of rebellion, you need to find a way that's going to entice them to show up. And when you work through releasing that charge yourself, then you come from a place of empowerment. Because that's like, okay, I got that anger inside me. Yeah, I just hit a bag for 30 minutes. Now here's what I got to say. Yeah, I don't like when you do X, Y, and Z. Yeah, you feel more relaxed in your own energy, in your own body, because you're working with your own energy. And when you don't release the charge and you just go and puke it up on somebody else, that's how you damage the relationship. That's how you cause rupture. That's how you make your partner want nothing to do with you. It's a big difference, you see. Yeah. When you work with your own releasing of your own emotions, releasing of the energies from your body, even if you still have it, yeah, it may still mean, yeah, I'm going to go do something about my own anger. And I'm still angry at you. Yeah. But when you take the space to go do something with your own anger, yeah, punch a bag, have an ecstatic dance, even do some work to maybe tune into different energies, yeah, that represent anger for you. So for me, I did some reels, and I'll be going on this in depth in my 3-day masterclass for fellow queens who want to join me, Playground for Intimacy, all around. How do you bring more playfulness in the conflict? But what comes up? Yeah, for me, it might be like Cruella de Vil. Yeah, that's a character for me that's anger. Yeah, I'm going to skin you like one of my puppies if you keep that up. Yeah, you want me to punish you later? I'm happy to. Yeah, playing into that dom energy. Or maybe, let's go another route. Let's go a light femme route, yeah. Maybe your partner says something that hurts your feelings, makes you really, really sad. Yeah, maybe you don't want to talk to them for a week because of it. Yeah, now it's one energy. How could you do this? You hurt my feelings so much. I can never trust you again. And maybe that's how you feel, yeah? Maybe that feels true in that moment. Can't always use the humor and play, yeah? But it's definitely not going to bring turn on. And that's what this episode's about, yeah? You want to bring more turn on into the relationship? You got to bring more play. You got to release the charge. So maybe then it's like, okay, I'm feeling super sad, yeah? What do I make of that? I picture myself like floating on the ocean of my own tears, you know? It's like, babe, I'm drowning over here in the ocean of my own tears. I'm going to need to be alone for the next week till I figure out what I want to do because you hurt me so bad. Maybe you write them a poem of all the pain and suffering that you're feeling in your heart and how much love you have for them and how much you really want to feel the love between the two of you again. Maybe you draw a little picture or write a little love story around how you reunite. Yeah, and you take that sadness and you supercharge the relationship with it by your creativity, by your heart, by the depths of your soul with what you feel, what you're capable of feeling. The depths of the sadness and then the depths of the love that you want to feel again. Versus a place of like, I'm a victim. I'm a victim. I'm sad. Fix me. Help me. Save me. As opposed to, I am an empowered soul who's working through my own shit, who's going to come to you when she's fully whole, or she's going to come to you with an artistic expression of her heart, even if she doesn't have an answer just yet. That enlivens the shit out of that relationship. That brings turn on even when you don't feel like you look good or are happy or quote unquote high vibe. Because you see, everyone wants someone that's wild, that's expressed, but not someone who takes it out and damages the relationship, that abuses their partner, but who has depth. Right? That's why many people are attracted. I'm attracted to people who are wild. You know, even that bad boy energy. Yeah, because they got depth. They got sadness. They got grief. They got pain. They're not living in a freaking fantasy. Oh, yeah, everything's good. I'm spiritual bypassing. No, I'm not into that, baby. And so you see, when you can access that range of your grief, of your sadness, of your anger, of your rage, of your jealousy, but you do it from a place of empowerment. Yeah, this is something I feel, baby. We're going to do something about it, or I'm going to make art from it, or I'm going to express from my heart from it. Make you pay in a way that's playful and silly. That is going to bring in so much life. There's a time and a place for everything, remember. This isn't like you always have to learn to use that. No, but it's a tool in your belt. And either way, whether you react with play or not, you should never be reacting from trigger. You should always be reflecting about a situation. How do you feel? How can I navigate this? And if you want to bring a play, what energies can I bring in? What can I tune into? How am I feeling? How can I dramatize the shit out of this that's going to let me release that charge? And then figure out how I want to do it. And what I want to say. Who I want to be. How I want to embody it. What's going to entice my partner to want to show up in the ways that I desire, baby. Because life is a game. It's a game. We're all here as this chess piece on this board having fun playing. And when you master that art of communication, that art of playful intimacy, the sky is the limit as to the level of connection you can feel. There's always new layers to be exposed. You keep your partner on your toes because they don't know what to make of you, whether you're going to feel joy one minute, anger one minute, sadness the next minute, and they're not going to be on the other end of it getting the negative. And they get to watch the show, baby, and you're the star. You're the performer. You want to be the performer of your own life? Yeah? Come play with me. Come play with us. April 24th to 26th. 3 days, about 1 hour each. Playground for intimacy, baby. You're going to learn all about this. Expanding the range of communication, letting it flow. Yeah? Working with your light and dark feminine energies. Picking a specific conflict in your life and working through it in fun, unique ways. Lights, camera, action, baby, it's time. I love this so much. I love this work so much because this work's about you. It's about relationship, but it's about you, your own energy, how you show up. Do you want to feel empowered? Do you want to feel good? Do you want to feel fully expressed in love for who you are and all of your crazy, all of your wild without diminishing it or minimizing it or pretending it doesn't exist, but loving all parts of you, the dark and the light, where the polarity meets because we are complex beings. We are both. Let's do this. If you dug this episode, share it with someone whom you feel would enjoy it. This is how we spread the mission. Yeah, getting more people expressed, communicating, having deeper perspective, better intimacy, better connection among humanity. And in partnership, of course, because our relationships are our biggest source of fulfillment and our biggest source of growth when we can go there. It's been such a pleasure. And I look forward to seeing you next week. And until then, may all your unions be divine.